Evanly Choirs, written by Rhys Bowen and read by Roger Clark.
The Eisteddfod. The Eisteddfod is a Welsh tradition going back to the Middle Ages, when every court had its bard. The competition for the honour of being chaired or crowned bard is still the focal point of all Eisteddfodau. The contest begins with a dramatic procession of bardic contenders in flowing white and green robes, preceded by flower girls and heralded by trumpets. The bards then present their poems, written to a strict traditional form. The Eisteddfod is also a music festival, with harp, dance, and vocal competitions, including the famous Côr Maibion, the Welsh male voice choirs that are still part of life in many villages. Peripheral to the main competitions are displays of Welsh crafts and enjoyment of Welsh food and drink. The Eisteddfodau range from the huge national Eisteddfod, held alternately in North and South Wales, to small regional and local festivals, keeping culture and tradition alive in every corner of Wales. Chapter 1. The girl chewed on her lip as she drove up the pass. She wasn't a very experienced driver. Only a complete idiot or a masochist would own a car in the middle of London or Milan, and the rental car felt enormous on the narrow Welsh mountain roads. All the way up from the coast, she was conscious of the rock wall on one side of her, the sheer drop to the valley floor on the other. Once she had met a bus, taking up the whole road as it negotiated a hairpin bend, and once a sheep had jumped out in front of her, causing her heart to do its own leap against her chest wall. She was tense enough without the hazards of an unfamiliar road. What am I doing here? It had seemed so simple when she landed at London Airport and rented the car. He would be happy to see her, and everything would be just fine. Now she wasn't so sure. Clouds covered the peaks above, parting every now and then to give tantalizing glimpses of rocky cliffs, down which bright ribbons of water were cascading, and high green pastures dotted with white sheep. Through the open car window, she could hear the sound of running water and the distant bleating of sheep. The air smelled green and fresh. It was a completely unfamiliar landscape to someone raised in a genteel London suburb, and she looked about her with awe. What could possibly have made him want to come here? Just when the road looked as if it were about to be swallowed into the clouds, a village came into sight. She slowed the car to a crawl and drove up the only street. It was a simple little place. Two rows of whitewashed stone cottages, a couple of shops, a petrol pump, and a friendly-looking white pub with a red dragon sign swinging in the wind. She stopped the car and opened her map. Surely this couldn't be the right place. She read the signs on a row of shops. R. Evans, Dairy Products, G. Evans, Kiggith, with the word butcher in parentheses in tiny letters, and T. Harris, General Store, and in small letters after that, Sub-Post Office, Clanfire. So this was the place. She knew that Clanfire was a common enough name, the same as St. Mary's was always cropping up in English villages. She had picked out a dozen or more Clanfire somethings when she had checked the map of Wales, but only one Clanfire nestled close to the top of the pass beside Mount Snowdon. This had to be it. The girl shook her head in disbelief. This wasn't his sort of place at all. She couldn't imagine him in one of these little cottages. He was definitely a five-star kind of person. Nice, Portofino, Beverly Hills. Those were the kind of places she'd expect to find him.